Good morning. Welcome to Rochester Speaks. I'm Bethany B. And joining me today is Blue Cease. He is the executive director and curator at Rochester Contemporary Art Center. Hi, Blue.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Thanks for coming. So tell us a little bit about Rochester Contemporary Art Center.
So Rochester Contemporary Art Center, we're often known as ROCO in the community. We've been around since 1977. We have a long history in the community. We started along with some of our other peers around the country as sort of part of a movement, independent art spaces in the 70s and the 80s. And we're what you call a non-collecting contemporary art organization, meaning we operate a bit like a museum, but we don't have an archive or a collection of artworks that we store. We, alternatively, what we do is we put up one or two or three exhibitions at a time. And we show those artworks in that exhibition for 1 or 2 or 3 months. And then those artworks go back to the artists who own them. And then we put up a new project and launch that exhibition. So we're constantly changing our exhibitions, providing experiences for the community. And we're right in the fabric of the city. We're not on a campus like a museum might be. We're right on East Avenue alongside barbershops and bars and restaurants. We're very much a community organization, a small nonprofit, and we're here to both serve the public and to serve the art community mutually by exhibiting and supporting local artists and also bringing new artists into Rochester to exhibit for the first time.
How long have you been a part of Rochester Contemporary Art Center?
About 14 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. And you're a curator. Describe that a little bit more.
It's a title that can mean a lot of different things today. It has a more traditional definition from the history of museums and archives. I think most listeners would know and understand that curation can entail many things. In my role as a curator here at ROCO, that typically involves working closely with artists. And in many instances, which I particularly enjoy and appreciate, bringing different artists together, bringing their artworks together around a topic or a theme to hopefully greater collective impact once those works are combined together. The curatorial role for me, it is creative, but it's largely also supportive. We're working with artists who are younger, oftentimes, artists who are younger, artists who may be experimenting with something new. They may be making artworks that are dealing with a complex and interesting, challenging subject matter. So curating in the context of a contemporary art organization like ours involves touching base with many cultural and social issues. It involves working with various different communities and different collaborating and partner organizations from our immediate community here, or sometimes collaborating organizations from around the country. So it's a really varied role. It's different every time, and that's in part because we're working with different artists and different creatives, different topics and subject matter with every exhibition.
Are you an artist yourself?
I do not consider myself an artist.
No.
I did have some level of interest in my own art practice when I got into the art in college. But for me, I got much more excited and feel much more comfortable working with other artists and helping to support their vision. I really enjoy, as I mentioned before, I enjoy the changes that entails. You know, 1 month we might be working on a public art project that goes out into the lawn next to our building and passersby can walk by and see it. And it might, you know, have to do with, say, for example, it might have to do with the pandemic, an artist bringing a bit of their cultural history to bear on the pandemic. And then a couple months later, I might be working with a group of artists who are dealing with landscape and the environment and environmental issues. So for me, I really enjoy the changes that entails and the different personalities and attitudes and perspectives that I get to touch base with.
That's awesome. So your current exhibition is the 32nd Annual Members Exhibition. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so this, as you indicated, it's a long-running tradition for us. This is year 32. We always host the Members Exhibition in the holiday season. So it also has a nice celebratory annual rhythm to it. Fits into the part of our mission where I mentioned that we support the local art community. This is a time where we welcome any of our members to enter one artwork into this exhibition. In many cases, regional artists will enter their most recent piece that they just finished up before dropping it off here. And it's not a curated exhibition. It's not a juried exhibition. Everything that we get goes on the wall. And over the last few years, we've really grown this exhibition. This year, there's almost 390 artworks in the show. It's a terrific cross-section, a great sampling of the visual art community in our region. And I would say, you know, broadly speaking, that's Western Central New York and into the Finger Lakes a little bit.
When is the last day for people to view the current exhibit?
The 32nd Annual Members Exhibition runs through February 11th. And we have a couple terrific little events organized during the member show. Those are back-to-back-to-back artist talks, where about 15 artists will speak each day about their current work. Those two events take place on January 14th and on February 11th, the last day of the show.
Okay, so people still have some time to go and visit. And you have another exhibit coming soon. It's inspired by the Douglas women. What is the name of that exhibit?
The name of that exhibit is As I Recall Her, Artists Expand the Legacy of the Douglas Women. And again, this satisfies a different part of our mission. This is us bringing together a range of different artists to address and draw attention to, shine a light on the three women in the Douglas family. And of course, we're talking about Frederick Douglass's family. Mm-hmm. As we know, Frederick Douglass is a towering figure in our local history here. And of course, in the national abolitionist history, and is without a doubt Rochester's most famous citizen ever, and he was known that even while he was alive. So there's an effort underway, which this exhibition is a part of, to celebrate and properly recognize the three women in his life, his first wife, Anna Murray Douglas, and his first daughter, Rosetta, who lived to adulthood, and his second daughter, Annie, who passed away when she was still relatively young. So this exhibition is presented in partnership with the Frederick Douglass Family Initiative, which is an organization that's, of course, founded by Frederick Douglass's ancestors, and also presented with 540 West Main Street and a number of other community partners to exhibit a few key portraits of the Douglas women, and also encourage other artists who may be more used to working outside of the realm of portraiture, but they may still want to offer an artwork to help expand and amplify the legacy of these three women, and they may want to use their stories as a jumping off point to possibly celebrate and acknowledge the contributions of other Black women, perhaps in their families or in society at large. So we feel like this is a really, really important topic. It's part of local history, but it's also part of us, you know, looking forward as a community and artists and other cultural producers, expanding our understanding of local history, looking forward in a different, more progressive way.
That's a great idea for an exhibit. I'm glad that it's being brought to the Rochester area for us all to see. When will the exhibit be open?
The exhibition will take place in March and April. And currently we're promoting the call for submissions. So there will be a number of experienced professional artists in this exhibition. And we're opening it up to use sort of a hybrid model, where other artists who may not typically be exhibiting in a contemporary art center to submit their artwork that they feel is inspired by or related to the Douglas women and their story and their work in the abolitionist movement, for them to sort of contribute to that dialogue and that visual culture surrounding the Douglas family. So it's going to be a mix of younger emerging artists and established artists, but all sharing their creativity around this theme.
How long do the artists have to submit their work for this new exhibition?
Submissions for, as I recall her, are due Sunday, January 22nd.
How do artists go about submitting their artwork? Is it people just locally or from all over, you said?
Artists from all over are reaching out to us in order to be a part of this project. We actually just had a lengthy conversation with a South African artist who is currently living in Montreal, and she's interested in submitting her drawings to this exhibition. We're wide open beyond the community, but we certainly anticipate strong participation from Monroe County, where the Douglas family legacy, looms large. The best place to go is our website, and that's rochestercontemporary.org. And there's information there about how to submit your artwork, what artworks are encouraged and invited, and the best protocol for getting those in front of the jurors.
Also, how can our listeners become a member at Rochester Contemporary Art Center, or ROCO?
Yes, a wonderful question. Thank you so much for asking about membership. So, as I said, we're a small contemporary art center, and we're very much community-supported and community-driven. And we have about 1,000 members who support us each year at the level that they can and they're comfortable with. And that's, really terrific. That kind of support helped us make it through the pandemic, frankly. If any listeners would like to join ROCO and support our future exhibitions, they can, again, just go to our website, rochestercontemporary.org, and there are numerous options for creating an annually renewing, reoccurring membership or making a one-time gift at various different levels. And we certainly encourage and appreciate everyone's support.
That's all the questions I have, but was there anything else you wanted to add before we end our talk?
I just want to say thank you to all of the listeners who may know us, may have exhibited our exhibitions in the past or participated in our different projects. As I mentioned, we have a long history in the community, and we wouldn't be here without some really deep, broad community support. And I want to thank everybody for coming out to our exhibitions, for supporting us in any way they can, and of course, for becoming members this holiday season.
And remember, ROCO, their current exhibition is the 32nd Annual Members Exhibition, and be on the lookout for their new exhibit coming in a few months, inspired by the Douglas women. What's the name of that exhibit one more time?
As I recall, her artists expand the legacy of the Douglas women.
Love it. And more details at rochestercontemporary.org. Well, thank you, Blue, so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.